Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So as we've been talking about for the last few weeks, of course, we're talking financial management, but there are so many changes going on in the financial sectors across North America. And of course, we in Canada, we're being affected. So I have invited a guest today. His name is Dan Wingham. He's the manager of strategic partnerships with Integris Credit Union. And I've invited him to talk to us all about credit unions. So Dan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Deb, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, if I could introduce you and ask you to introduce you in kind of a little more in-depth way to our listeners, let's start with what attracted you to the career in financial services to begin with.
Well, okay. I was born and raised here in North Central BC, Vanderhoof's son. Came to Prince George in 98 to attend UNBC. Didn't know what I was doing there immediately, but found an affinity with political science very quickly. And did a joint major in political science international studies. 4 years later, was looking for the big career break. Ended up in Vancouver. Did the typical informational interviews. Spent a lot of money I didn't really have at the time on sending out employment applications with letters of support, as you do. And just by happenstance, had a conversation with a manager of a local credit union, Van City, Canada's largest credit union. And, you know, it was in the course of other work. And during that conversation, he asked me what I was all about. And I told him, how I wanted to utilize my education to make, you know, my community, the people around me better, that I felt the need to serve community and justice, so to speak. He said, I was a Van City guy, I just didn't know it yet. And I did the research, applied, and a few short weeks later, I was starting it rocked my world. I started my financial cooperative career with Van City Savings Credit Union. I rose through the ranks from, you know, entry level position, all, you know, to through the typical branch positions that you have, going from teller to account manager, always working on community leadership as my real passion pursuit. So I was fortunate enough to be seconded to a number of key projects that taught me a lot and built my network down there, but also got me very involved with decisions at the corporate level at a big place like Van City and a big place like Vancouver comparatively to Prince George here in the North Central Interior. And absolutely found my love of my professional life. Sometimes it was community events, but it was really how do we think differently than other financial service providers. I mean, that's what we do. We do financial services, we sell insurance, we do investments, we help you with your financial plan. That's the what we do, but that's not the why. And so it was always the why. And with credit unions, you know, as financial cooperatives owned by the members, owned by the customers, ultimately, who we call members, there was a degree of accountability, and total accountability ultimately to the people who choose to do business there. And that really appealed to my political science background and democracy and shared decision making and how we really directly participate, not only in this case with our employer as employees, but also with our communities and making sure that we were responsive and accountable to the communities we served. And so that's my Van City bit. I came back to Prince George in the fall of 2007. To work for Integris Credit Union, and I've been there ever since, doing what I can with what I'm empowered to do. And that's another thing with our model, as certainly as Integris Credit Union, is we're a very empowered staff. And so if you've got good ideas, which I hope I do, and you put your hand up and you take the initiative and you drive the change that you envision, it's likely to be supported if it's good for the members, good for the community, and good for the organization. So that's the really short version of my now 15-year career in the financial cooperative sector. Credit unions are, on the surface, they look very similar to banks.
Well, that leads me right into the next question. How about if you go into detail about the differences and perhaps similarities between credit unions and banks?
Okay. Ultimately, it's not noticeable on the surface, but the difference is massive in the sense that the banks are regulated and chartered nationally. They are owned by their shareholders, who don't typically live in communities where they operate. They're enormous, and they're impersonal, and they provide the financial services that you've come to expect. They've got the bank accounts, they've got the loans, they've got, you know, wealth management. They do investments. They do all of the things we do that too. That's the what we do. The why we do it is very different. So, as indicated, the banks are about generating as much profit as they possibly can and pulling that profit out of a community like Prince George or like a region, the North Central Interior British Columbia, pulling that profit out and putting it somewhere else in the pockets of their shareholders, whoever they may be. Credit unions, every credit union exists to serve the customer owners, what we call members, and so that profit doesn't leave the community, it stays in the community. So there's huge advantages to communities with that fact. It's one thing to say, you know, we all employ people, so there is some economic activity, and that's not untrue. But the big profit, we retain it, whereas our competition, it leaves. And so when it leaves, it never comes back. So that's one of the big differences. There's an accountability to our membership, because as you are a shareholder, a member, you get a vote with that. And so if you want to run for the board of directors, if you do want to do that, it's a big responsibility. We're a $1 billion organization. So there's a pronounced duty when you are in a position of governance of that. But we do have people throughout our region, as north to Fort St. James, south to Clinton, and our members govern our organization. Our members are our organizational leaders and accountable for executing on the plan. They are our managers, our CEO, our executive team, our management, and our staff. They all live here. And so when you have those decision makers in tune with what the needs are of your community and or your region, better decisions, in my very biased view, are made. And those better decisions have an entirely substantial impact in the way our communities are, the way money is kept here in the community. We are on the products and services side, we do everything that they do. We have, because we're governed or we're regulated differently, we're provincial, regulated by provincial bodies. We sell insurance. So general insurance from your home to your auto. So we do ICBC, banks can't do that. And the way in which we can work the banking side with the insurance side, I mean, there's obvious privacy guidelines and borders that you cannot cross, it's a truism that if you are a member at Integris on the banking side, it's very easy to have a relationship across the organization, and that matters. We answer the phones. We don't have a call center in, you know, a bigger city or in a different country. If you call to speak to Dan, you're going to speak to me here in Prince George, and we're much more responsive in that way. So those are some of the differences, but I can go on in exhaustive detail if you want me to.
Well, I appreciated that you alluded to the massive size of the banking industry in Canada, and yep, particularly the actual chartered banks and scheduled banks. So the four major Canadian banks have always marketed their services based on that stability and the reliability of the massive institution. How can members be assured that their money is safe if they're working with a credit union?
That's an excellent question, one we receive all the time. The provincial government, and I can't remember the year, but it's been longer than a decade, I'm not sure how much longer, came out with deposit. So we have the Credit Union Deposit Insurance Corporation, and we have unlimited deposit coverage. So if you're talking about, my money is in the bank, I've got more than $100,000, because that's what CDIC, the Canadian Deposit Insurance Corporation, covers. So if you're with one of the big four, five, or six, or wherever you stop counting, the major chartered FIs, financial institutions, you'll be covered up to $100,000 per account, depending on how that account is categorized. So if it's a registered account, if it's a joint registered account, if it's a checking account, it's not that you're at 100 total, but you get to a maximum, and I'm not exactly sure what that maximum is. It's variable. With credit unions, it's unlimited. So we've seen a lot of growth in our deposit business, which is a good problem to have as long as you can make those deposits work for you. That is, to lend them out, because that's how financial institutions make money. You take money on deposit and then you turn around and you lend it out to others, and you pay a percentage of interest on the deposit, and then you charge a percentage of interest on the loan, and that difference is what we call financial income, and that's where we make most of the money. So the somewhat short answer to your question is the stability with our organization is in its rootedness in the community, in its ability to respond directly to community needs, and I've got a number of examples of that. Bigger doesn't mean better. It just means bigger. That is not to suggest that all credit unions are the same, because we vary in scale considerably. So we are one of the larger credit unions certainly in the North, but we have a reasonable size, not only provincially, but nationally. And with that size comes access to other financial services like commercial services. So business banking, business lending, an insurance division. For both the general insurance side and the business insurance side, group health benefits, and a full wealth management wing as well. So scale matters, size does matter in the credit union world as well. It's just that we don't have the massive, we're not of the magnitude of the banks, and we're quite happy about that. It makes us nimble and ability to make decisions more responsively here in our community. We are connected with our communities. We know what the priorities are. We know what the decision makers are doing, you know, more or less. We don't know them all. But if you try to explain a complex deal, say a commercial deal, to an underwriter in Toronto about an agricultural, you know, operation in, south of Hixson, somewhere between Hixson and Quesnel, they haven't a clue. They have no idea what you're talking about. We know exactly where that is, and we've probably been there.
Right. I think there's something very attractive about the stability of community, just like you had mentioned the word root. Root is such a good word. You're rooting your stability and the reliability in our community. And I think that in what you've just said, you've articulated that Integris has an ear.
Most definitely.
To listen and to hear, and not a closed ear. Right? Not a marketed ear, an actual ear to listen to what's going on in the community as a whole and to listen to individual community members. And I think the nimbleness that you described about the institution, it's a perfect match for a community, particularly like Prince George, which is very participatory.
Absolutely. We know our neighbors. We don't get it right every time either. We make mistakes. We are a human organization. We own them. Accountability is one of our core values. And then without lingering on that fact, it gives me a tremendous amount of pride to know that we are a human organization, that we value the passion that most of our people, our employees, come to work with because they understand our difference and they want to make a difference. I call it payroll with purpose. You know, it's not just a job. There's a lot of stuff that we get to do that others don't get to do because we are a profitable organization and that we are completely dedicated to making change. We call it enriching communities and the lives we serve. That's not just the members, the people walking in the door. Our stakeholder group, if you want to call it that, our members, our customer owners, our staff, we're also owners, right? Sometimes we forget that and we say, oh, customers are it. Well, I'm one too. So I do have a voice in my employer as well as in my financial cooperative. And our communities. So we're pretty general about that in terms of how we define community. It's not defined by a district, municipality, or the city. We might be talking about a technological community, an online community. We might be talking about a demographic, you know, youth, for example. We might be talking about First Nations, the communities and Indigenous people off reserve. So we're very open to what community is and very responsive to that community. And so the people that choose to come to work with us, and typically the people that choose to do business with us, are those value aligned people that want, you know, passionate, happy people doing that work because we deliver a better service. They're authentic. Our people strive to be real. You know, we're not a stuffed suit that can't make decisions. We're empowered to make our decisions for the most part. We can't do everything. We must be responsive. We must have that ear that you described. Otherwise, we're doing it wrong, especially as a member-owned organization. So there's a different urgency to that response, and then knowledgeable. I'm not going to go out and say, you know, we know better. But I will tell you this, that we have a number of individuals in our organization that were bankers and are now reformed bankers because they wanted to come to an organization where they could practice their profession and do it with a sense, as I said, of purpose and the ability to really directly impact not only their employer, but also the communities in which they're raising their families.
Hilarious. Reform bankers. I think that might actually go a little more as recovered bankers.
Thank you. I will incorporate that into my vocab. Yep.
Financial Tune-Up with Deb Ross will return in a moment on 93.1 CFIS FM. I have